Punt, punt, punt.
All Packers, all the time.
I think he's got a chance. When years ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't think this guy's going to be very good at all. I'm willing to allow for the possibility that he's going to be good.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. Also sponsored by Century Foods. Win two tickets to see Green Bay host Kansas City on Sunday, December 3rd. Compliments of Century Foods. Find the weekly code on Century's Facebook or Instagram and enter to win.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
You know, we're doing all right. What the hell is Joe Barry doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, he's stepping up there, and he's like telling on himself.
What do you mean?
You have to evolve, and okay, let's play this clip here. Let's play the you have to evolve in the NFL or you get passed by, Ashton.
You have to evolve. You have to because it's ever changing. It never stays the same, and I think. If you stay the same, you get passed by. So I think every single the 2023 Green Bay Packers is going to be completely different than the 2022 Green Bay Packers. There's no doubt.
I mean, so what, he's admitting that he hasn't made changes and he's getting passed by? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, Gabe, I mean, that's such an unfair depiction of my exchange with him. So I did the Lord's work. I'll be honest. I'm making a difference here.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason. So
you're welcome for my service.
Wildy.
So as we have discussed on this here program, along with Tausch and I on our program, I'm fascinated by the breadcrumbs that have been dropped by defensive players in my conversations with them since really the start of camp. Jair Alexander talking about how he was traveling with Christian Watson in practice because he's going to do that this season. Basically saying that, you know, he and Barry had discussed this and hashed it out, and that's what's best for the team, so he's going to do that. I've got Rasul Douglas, and I ran down this litany for Joe Barry. And then I used the word malleable, and he got very confused. And then we had to discuss that, what that word meant and what a synonym for it would be, which that was fun. But then we've got Rasul Douglas talking about how they're going to be more aggressive and they're not going to play so far off the line of scrimmage and they're going to play more press man, bump and run coverage, right? And then we've got Kenny Clark talking to us about how differently the defensive line is going to play. They're going to get up the field more. And then when I asked Kenny Clark if the defense is going to look vastly different than what we've been accustomed to, he kind of got this you-know-what-eating grin on his face and realized that he had probably said too much and said, well, let's talk about it on Monday. So I wanted to ask Barry, look, you came here running the quote-unquote Vic Fangio scheme, which had become popular because it was designed to slow down these Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Zach Taylor, Arthur Smith, all these guys now that are running this scheme. And I said, but you also worked in Tampa with Monty Kiffin, and I didn't point out that Rod Marinelli was his father-in-law. I didn't think that was necessary, so I just mentioned Rod Marinelli. And you guys ran the Tampa too. And that's what led to this whole discussion of evolution. He also told on himself during the offseason when he said we can't wait 10 weeks to get figured out what we do best, right? So clearly, they were not evolving sufficiently. He wasn't doing a good enough job communicating with his guys on what they preferred to do or what they thought worked best. The head coach clearly got involved and said, I want you guys to be more aggressive. And now we've got players talking about what they're going to do. So I'm going to actually, I know this is going to come as a surprise to you, but I'm actually going to defend Joe Barry and say he, while he may have realized too late that he wasn't evolving enough, at least he realized it, and that's a good thing. How do you feel about that?
Jason, I agreed. I didn't have a problem with what he said in the first place. I thought he's absolutely right. The problem with him, he always reverts back to just what is the safest thing I can do. I think as a coordinator I want or a coach I want takes it to the point where, like, you know what? I might get fired, but you know what? I'm going down swinging. And he just doesn't have that to me, you know, because you have to take chances. You have to have exotic blitzes in today's NFL. You have to change things up. And I just think these last couple of years, he's like, let's just go to Tampa 2. Because Tampa 2 is the safest defense in the world, Jason. That's why when we played it, when Monty Kiffin was in Tampa all those years, Holmgren would just preach, be patient. Patient.
Right.
You can't go over the top. You have to dink and dunk. You have to hit this guy. And eventually, you'll work yourself down the field. You're not going to win 42-25. You're going to win 28-17. And if you look at all those games we played in those years against the Tampa 2, that's how we won. But that doesn't get it done. And it's not,
yeah,
I don't think it'll get it done this year, Jason, with this offense. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and your quarterback, you know this as well as anyone, patience, not his strong suit.
No.
And so that defense would obviously frustrate him, and there were some games where he was not very good against it because patience was not something he wanted to be the swashbuckling superhero that he was. So I agree. And the idea behind the Vic Fangio scheme is the same principle. Keep everything in front of you. Play this umbrella of a coverage. Don't get beat for big plays. And make them execute a 10-play, 75-yard drive. And more often than not, you're going to get a holding penalty or a false start or a sack or something that derails the drive. And you kind of, what's the old line for Moneyball, Gabe? When your opponent is making mistakes, don't interrupt them.
Let him.
Like, yeah. You know, I do think that's what the thought process was behind hiring Joe Barry. And that's why I just think, to Gabe's point, it's so fascinating that here we sit and he's basically, at least his players, have basically publicly acknowledged that there's been a lot of changes. And then he makes a comment like in real time, I was transcribing this later and it dawned on me, but you're exactly right, Gabe. Like what he said about how the 2023 Green Bay Packers are going to be completely different. I don't know if they actually are or not. If they are, then he told the world that he has evolved better late than never. If he just sort of said that and they're going to be the same old, then he didn't really realize what he was saying, because that's a major, major statement about your philosophy. And he obviously didn't realize it, if that was the reality.
Do you think any change in philosophy includes showing any interest in trying to slow down the run this year? Because that was painful at times last year.
Yeah, I don't think they're disinterested in it. I just don't think they're good at it.
Well, but they didn't do anything, Jason, to like try to change or like try to stop it. Like, they gave up 363 yards to the Eagles. It's not like next week they went, oh, let's try something different to try to stop the run.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things there, first of all, right? I mean, they tried older guys. Like, Jaron Reed is supposed to be really good stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. So now they've drafted two defensive tackles who are going to have to play in Carl Brooks and Colby Wooden. I don't know if youth will be any better. I expect that to still be an issue. I do think that if Quay Walker is more consistent and stays on the field, and if Devondre Campbell, who I don't have the numbers in front of me for how they were against the run in 21, but I think they were middle of the pack or better at least, not terrible. If Devondre Campbell plays like Devondre Campbell of 2021, then they've got a chance to obviously be better. If he's just a guy, which he had been for much of his career and then was last season, then obviously that becomes problematic for stopping the run as well.
Yards per game, they were T10.
Right.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
I mean, from that defense and all the other things that have or can go wrong, I would take tied for 10th in the league against the run, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no. If this defense is yes, I would absolutely take that. But they almost gave up 140 yards per game on the ground last year, Jason.
Yeah, no, you're right. They were not good last year. He'll get no argument here.
Jason, what's the status of the two receivers?
So Dobbs practiced on a limited basis yesterday. Basically, LaFleur told us that he took a few snaps in each of the 11-on-11 periods, and then he did routes on air. So if you have a hamstring injury, routes on air is what, three-quarter speed maybe? Yeah. If you're just everybody's running it, whether you have a good hamstring or not. So I don't know how telling that is, but you know the fact that he did 11-on-11, they weren't in pads, but the fact that he did that is certainly encouraging. We'll see what he does. I think practice starts at 11:45 today. I won't be there because I've got a radio program to do, but I think this was encouraging with him. Watson not practicing again. What bothers me about this is, when the hell did he get hurt?
Yeah.
Right? Like there was, I didn't see him drop out of practice. Let's see, they played on the 26th. They had the 27th and the 28th off from practice. Then they had the 29th when they had cuts. And then they practiced Wednesday, Thursday. So the 30th and the 31st. And then they had their time off. I don't remember him missing time in those two practices before they got the vacation days. So, I mean, was he sprinting against Simone Biles in Door County? Like, when did this happen? Because if you don't know when it happened, then it makes it harder to figure out, well, how severe is it and what's the timeline and everything else. So I am hoping that Christian will make an appearance in the locker room today, even if he's not practicing first. Just because I think it would be good to know what's going on. We will get the actual injury report, not limited or full participation, but actual. I mean, I'm assuming he's questionable or doubtful. I guess I would be surprised if they flat out ruled him out, because they have said that they would give him till game time, even though he's not, you know, Devontae Adams experienced where he could play without practicing all week.
That would be abnormal, though, right, Jason? If he showed up in the locker room, typically if you're on the injury report not practicing, you kind of avoid that situation?
Sure. You know, if they're going to rule him out, though, then I would love for him to come in, because then at least we can start to get a feel. Because to me, it's not just about Sunday, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
when you're mm-hmm. – yeah, and Chewy, you don't have this problem because you're not quick twitch. But those
– Damn, Jason.
I mean, was that really – was that necessary? The slow ass remark
Friday,
a couple
Jason.
Weeks
it's
ago.
Friday.
Too.
Damn.
No, I actually didn't mean that. I just wanted to see if you guys were still listening. So, quick twitch, guys, which you did have. All kidding aside, when you have a hamstring, you know that can be varying degrees of severe, right? Like Tausch, you know, I know he pulled his hamstring in. Or was he Argentina or somewhere? He was on one of his many vacations. And, you know, he sucked it up and still walked around the city. He was in Portugal. If you're running, if you're doing what Christian Watson does at a 4.2, 4.3, 40-yard dash, yeah. That's different than trying to, you know, block a defensive end with a bad hamstring. So if he's – the last thing they want is for him to play with it and then miss, you know, a month. So I guess I'm pretty skeptical that he will play. But, again, I didn't expect Romeo Doubs to practice yesterday. So keep hope alive.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing more of you and Tausch coming up in 85 minutes on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good.